Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, March 11th, 2025. There's a lot happening in Augusta today at State House. The committees of the legislature will be holding public hearings for the most part in the afternoon. They'll be in session in the morning. You can look online at legislature.maine.gov to see if there are any topics that interest you. One of the bills that's being heard in the Committee on Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry today is LD 124, an act to protect the right to food. And I'm going to read the summary, although it's a bit long. I think this might be something that interests people in our area. The bill does the following. Quote, one, it amends the law governing edible landscaping through Capitol Park to allow collaboration with local, state, or regional entities in developing and maintaining edible landscaping. It provides that strategies to end hunger in the state by 2030 must include protecting the right to food as declared in the Constitution of Maine. It amends the Maine Food Sovereignty Act to require the state, instead of the Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry, to support certain policies, including the promoting of self-reliance and personal responsibility, and enhancing rural economic development, and add as a policy protecting the right to food as declared in the Constitution of Maine. It requires the state to establish food sovereignty principles, apply the provisions of the Maine Food Sovereignty Act to all local food ordinances, including those that were in place before the act was enacted, and specify the Maine Food Sovereignty Act does not require a specific form or framework for local food ordinances. Four, it establishes the Maine Vegetable Garden Protection Act to allow an individual to cultivate vegetable gardens on the individual's property or on the private property of another with the permission of the owner of that property anywhere in the state without interference. Allow a municipality, county, village, or plantation to develop and implement a program to promote permaculture and to establish edible landscaping, food forests, and community gardens in public spaces, including publicly owned properties, rights of way, school grounds, parks, and parking lots, in collaboration with state, local, or regional public or private entities, and allow a municipality, county, village, or plantation to adopt ordinances to regulate matters related to the cultivation of vegetable gardens, permaculture, edible landscaping, food forests, and community gardens. It requires the Maine Farms for the Future program review panel, to the extent practicable, to give priority to applications from applicants who have a history of generational poverty or land dispossession in the United States or from applicants who are veterans. It allows the Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry Bureau of Parks and Lands to lease land and parcels of land in parks and historic sites, non-reserved public land, and public reserved land for purposes of cultivating edible crops, hay, or pasturage for livestock, and allows the Bureau to give priority consideration in establishing those leases to individuals with a history of generational poverty or land dispossession in the United States, or to individuals who are veterans. It clarifies that a plantation has the same powers and duties and is subject to the same restrictions as a municipality with respect to ordinances regarding traditional foodways and direct producer-to-consumer transactions under the Maine Food Sovereignty Act. To testify electronically via Zoom, register at least 30 minutes before the posted start time of the meeting. Registrations after that time will be accepted at the discretion of the committee chairs. Testimony submitted to a committee is public information and will be posted on the legislature's website, where it will be discoverable by search engines, Google, etc., for the indefinite future. The website to register to testify via Zoom is mainelegislature.org/testimony. And again, you need to sign up at least 30 minutes in advance if you would like to testify today at 1 on that food bill or at any of the other public hearings that they're having today at the State House. Full schedules at legislature.maine.gov. That's all we have time for today for Around Town. I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good day. See you tomorrow.